Open Windows, August the 24th. Battle for life. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. When he appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verses 3 and 4. We are very often inclined to think that the life of the Lord in us needs in some way to be improved, to be added to, when what is really required is that we should discover that we have and, discovering it by experience, live according to it. This life is not something apart from the Lord Jesus, and we can never think of his standing in need of some improvement, nor of the possibility of something being added to him to make him complete or more complete. We would never think like that. And this life is one with himself. As the Apostle says, it is Christ who is our life, and our need is to discover what Christ is in us and to live accordingly. So in a very real sense, it is a matter of the life getting more of us, rather than of our getting more of the life. That, at any rate, is the way of its working. This, in the ordering of God, has to be done in a world where death still rules and works. For in this world, the destruction of death has not yet been made manifest. Death, like the devil, goes on, although Calvary still remains full victory. We are left in this world, and it is in this world where death reigns and works as a great energy that we, by the sovereign ordering of God, have to come to prove the value of the life which has been deposited in us and to discover its potentialities. This is an experimental discovery. It therefore resolves itself into a battle between that which is in the world and the life which is in the believer. It is the battle for life, not as to the forfeiting of that life, not as to whether death can take eternal life away from us, for that is not the issue at question, but as to the triumphant expression and full manifestation of the power of that life. That is the issue.